This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 are rising, and the number of people who have died has passed 2,000 as the state deals with a surge in patients. But the Massachusetts healthcare system remains in good shape, according to Governor Charlie Baker. WBUR senior reporter Steve Brown joins us from the State House now. And Steve, the Department of Public Health releases a lot of data every day, but it seems the governor is looking at one number in particular before he decides to reopen businesses in the state. Which one is it?
Well, it's the number of hospitalizations for treatment of coronavirus. The governor says almost 4,000 people are in the hospital right now for the virus, and that we're seeing a modest increase in that number each day. He says out of the 18,000 available hospital beds statewide, 56% of those beds remain available. And that's good news for others who might need medical care.
We'll continue to monitor the rate of hospitalizations to ensure there's enough staff and space to respond to the surge. But as a reminder, if you have symptoms, if you feel sick, if you have a chronic medical condition, please reach out and contact your healthcare provider.
The governor went on to say he cannot emphasize how important it is for people to recognize and understand that the healthcare system is fully operational and fully functional.
What about the other numbers the state releases? Are there any indications from them that things are improving?
Well, again, the governor cautions that while we've been seeing fewer or about the same number of positive cases day to day, it's still a bit too early to draw any conclusions.
First, a few days does not represent a trend. We've seen this data bounce around before. And secondly, the number of positive tests is entirely dependent on who you test. And what I mean by that is daily positive test totals don't necessarily represent what's happening across the entire Commonwealth.
And just a few hours after the governor said that, the latest set of numbers were released from the DPH, and they seem to prove his point.
What do they tell us?
Well, up until yesterday, the daily increase in reported cases had been dropping for four straight days, but today's numbers are going up. DPH says we're back up to 1,745 new people testing positive today. It's almost 200 more cases than were reported yesterday. And today's daily report of the number of people who have died is the largest it has been, with 221 new deaths reported. That bumps up the number of dead in Massachusetts up to 2,182. And Lisa, just think about this for a moment. It was just 1 week ago today that the overall death toll exceeded 1,000 for the first time. We've had over 1,000 deaths in just 1 week due to COVID-19.
Steve, the governor indicated that he has been in touch with his counterparts in the neighboring New England states to talk about reopening. What are his major concerns?
Yeah, he is concerned that the states remain somewhat coordinated as they reopen. He says all the states are in a slightly different position concerning the surge. He says one of the reasons there should be a regional dialogue is so that one state doesn't surprise the others with a decision that they may make. He wants all the states in the region to be considering the same metrics as they consider reopening.
Yesterday, Governor Baker spoke out against President Trump's tweet saying that he, the president, would use an executive order to suspend some immigration to the United States. Now, we understand that today Mayor Walsh of Boston had something to say about that as well.
Yeah, the mayor says that he was upset when he heard about the president's suggestion, and he sounded like it as he followed the governor's lead in denouncing a ban on immigration. Here's what the mayor had to say.
This would do nothing to protect people from the coronavirus and certainly do nothing to protect our economy. It was a foolish policy only to distract people from the real issue at hand. Boston and the region's economy depends on immigrants. In Boston, we will continue to stand with our immigrant communities no matter what. We are one Boston community that looks out for one another.
Now, Mayor Walsh pointed out the large numbers of immigrants who work in the food industry, hospitality, construction, and other key facets of the Boston economy. And rather than looking at them as a problem, the mayor says he sees them as a solution to helping Boston recover once the pandemic is under control again.
Thank you. Once again, WBUR senior State House reporter Steve Brown. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.